Day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Oh, what a relief to see COVID in the rear view mirror. Here's another upbeat story. Orientation week underway at JCU in Cairns this week. Students returning to campus at Smithfield in Cairns. New international student numbers in Cairns up by more than 17% compared to the same date last year. Well, of course, it would be. We were still under the spell of COVID. New domestic student enrolments up 15%. More than 230, listen to this, 230 international students will attend the campus this year. 1,800 domestic students. Now, they quote JCU Deputy Vice-Chancellor Professor Marcus Lane saying, "It was great to see new enrolments increase." What, isn't it what? God, it must have been slim pickings for the 2.5 years of whatever of COVID. I won't come on with the detail because he's going to talk to us about this excellent news and also talk to us about expanding the dentistry program in Cairns. People here that have been doing it tough some years ago, I remember when this started, they said, "Oh my God, thank God I can go to the dentist now because I haven't been able to afford to in the past. But now I can because they provide that service for people that can't afford it up there at Smithfield." Now, I've got Marcus on the line. Yes, he is, Deputy Vice-Chancellor at JCU. Marcus, good morning.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good, Marcus, but how are you? Tell me about the feeling of coming out of that COVID nightmare when you were down on students and there were all these procedures you had to follow, and it must have been a nightmare for you. It must be like a springtime feeling at the university, is it?
Yeah, exactly right. I feel young again myself, John. So I first walked onto a university campus as a first-year student in 1984, and so the first day of a new teaching year is always an exciting time for me, but it's particularly exciting this year because our numbers are rebounding and we're out of the COVID headlock, so yeah. We're very pleased.
Can I ask you first, let's go to domestic students, 1,800, which sounds like a hell of a lot to me. Is that across both campuses or just Cairns?
No, that's just our Cairns campus.
Gee, that's you. Talk to me about, well, what does that represent, the 1,800 compared with previous years?
So it's a growth for our domestic enrolments of about 15%, which is positive. Not as positive as we would aspire to, John, but it's a tough market. It's a competitive market. Students have a lot of choices nowadays. So be growing in a very competitive environment by 15% is a positive result. We aspire to more, and we'll keep working on it.
Now, this is the interesting one, 230 international students. Now, we've all been across what's happened in Beijing just recently, the Chinese government saying, no, you can't just study online. You've got to go back to your universities, wherever they are on the other side of the world or whatever. Get on planes if you can. And lots have. But tell me about this 230 international students. From what countries?
Yeah, so very low levels of Chinese students to JCU. So the recent ruling from Beijing doesn't affect JCU terribly. Mm. We draw our students from a fairly wide part of the world. So this year we're welcoming students from South Asia, from North America, from Western Europe, from our near neighbours in Melanesia, and then from a selection of Southeast Asian countries as well.
That's amazing. How do you get the word out across the world?
Well, across the world, there are a whole set of agents, private enterprise agents,
wow,
who work as student agents for commission on behalf of universities, who help us recruit students. But we also have our own very capable recruiting staff who are working offshore to recruit students.
Why do they pick Cairns above all those other universities worldwide?
Why wouldn't you, John? Beautiful city, international airport, yeah. Great climate, beautiful campus, and we have some terrific programs at our Cairns campus. So it's a sure bet to enrol at JCU at our Cairns campus.
Oh, we've just got one of our sales staff here saying she'll send you the bill for the plug later this afternoon. Now, don't go away. We've got to talk about dentistry. When this started, you know, years ago, local people said, they're going to give us free access, which has been very, very welcomed over the years, people doing it tough. Is that still available?
Yeah, so we still operate the JCU Dental Clinic in Cairns. And it's an important part of our community obligation to the Cairns and wider community. It's also a terrific opportunity for our dental students to learn hands-on skills and practice with trained dentists and get better at their profession. So it's a win-win.
Now, of course, when it started, people said, "Oh, I don't know if I want, you know, kids just out of school drilling my teeth," but it but they're under supervision the whole time, I'm presuming.
They are. They're under supervision, and they're not first year students. So they're senior students with advanced skills, and they're really practicing their advanced skills in a practical context, in a professional context.
What sort of numbers have you got in the dentistry compartment or department program?
So last week it was 106 new students in our dentistry program, but this week it's 111. So. We're still enrolling students, and we will be for the next few weeks. So 111 new students as of yesterday in dentistry in Cairns, John.
And it's not that old, this, well, people saw it as an experiment when it started, but it's been there, it's been solid, it's got lots of people supporting it. Obviously, there's lots of graduates. Talk to me about that sort of program. Is it unique to JCU, or do other universities have this program, and do other universities provide free access to people struggling?
So, our program's been very successful. So we're in fact number one in Australia for full-time employment of graduate dentists and number one in Queensland for the quality of our teaching in dentistry. So it's a five-year full-time program and the demands, the learning demands on trainee dentists are significant, but it's proven really significant. The signature for JCU, of course, is that we provide the Bachelor of Dental Surgery, which is concerned with the particular requirements and diverse context of the tropics. And so our dentists are learning hands-on skills, learning on our on-site dental clinics to try and deliberately learn about and support the particular needs in tropical northern Queensland, John.
Why would needs be different in the tropics from other parts of the world or Australia?
A range of particular kinds of pathogens associated with our climate in the north, for example. And so, and we also have people from a diverse range of socioeconomic backgrounds, and we do know that there's a strong correlation between socioeconomic background and oral health. So for those kinds of reasons, students of our Bachelor of Dental Surgery learn particular skills fit for the tropics.
Who would have thought? This is very interesting. One final point. You know, with it's so hard getting doctors out in regional Queensland now, and the hope is by, you know, doctors studying at regional universities, they will stay. I don't know if it's a forlorn hope, but let's keep our fingers crossed. It's hard to find a GP. Do you find graduates in dentistry from your university are more likely to stay in regional parts of Queensland than head off to Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne or overseas?
Unambiguously, yes. So we have a superb track record for growing our own, and our record across a range of programs, medicine, dentistry, engineering, education, nursing, is that if we can train them here, they're much more likely to stay here, build their lives and their careers in our community. And so that's a major part of the JCU value proposition.
Gee, this has been interesting. Marcus, we'll stay in touch if you don't mind, because, look, it's one of those positive stories. People psychologically have endured the burden of COVID for an extended period of time. I think when they hear positive stories like that, it's almost like a healing balm. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I do indeed, John. I'm glad to see the back of COVID.
Yeah, I bet you are. We all are. Marcus, this has been excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate it, John. Take care.
Professor Marcus Lane, he's the Deputy Vice-Chancellor at James Cook University.